KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 42 degrees in Atlantic. That is also our 24-hour low. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. A soldier from Shenandoah has been killed while serving in Afghanistan. Family members were informed Monday that 19-year-old Brandon Buttry was killed in action. Brandon's uncle Steve, a resident of Herndon, Virginia, said U.S. Army officials informed Brandon's parents, Don and Pam Buttry, at their home in Shenandoah Monday morning.
He was manning a watchtower in Afghanistan, and that there were other casualties, but we don't have any other details. We knew Brandon was in Afghanistan, but he was not allowed to say where, so we don't know yet even where this happened.
He says Brandon had enlisted in the Army in January after his 19th birthday and was sent to Fort Benning, Georgia for boot camp. Brandon was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington before deploying to Afghanistan in August. In August, Steve says that Brandon had informed his family last Wednesday that he'd earned his combat infantry badge.
Everybody who has loved ones serving in the military, this is your worst fear and what you're thinking about even before they get shipped out. But none of that prepares you for the shock of learning that he was killed in action.
Steve Buttry described his nephew as a really fun kid.
He had a bit of an ornery streak. His family, or almost all, or I think everybody in the family except him, were Viking fans, but he was contrary enough to be, as I recall, an Eagles fan. I know he went against the grain there and always had a twinkle in his eye and maybe a mischievous look on his face. It's a fun-loving family, and Brandon was part of the fun of being with them.
He says Brandon seemed enthusiastic about his military service and never indicated to him any concerns about the danger of being stationed in the Middle East.
He seemed pretty confident in our interactions on Facebook, and I didn't sense fear from him, but you know, I'm sure that's always in the back of your mind, but if you're going to serve in the military, you have to overcome that.
Military officials have not indicated when Brandon Buttry's body will be returned to the U.S. In addition to his parents, Brandon is survived by 8 sisters and 5 brothers, most of whom are still living at their rural home south of Shenandoah. News time is 7:09.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Well, it's finally here, Election Day across Iowa and the rest of the country. And in southwest Iowa, there are some contested local races, but a majority of the focus will, of course, be on the presidential and congressional elections. The polls are open from now until 9 o'clock this evening. The results will broadcast live here on KJAN and post them on the web when the final unofficial tallies are released. All votes will remain unofficial until canvassed in each county. In Cass County, 3 Republicans are running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors, Dwayne McFadden, Chuck Reakin, and Frank Waters, and they're all unopposed. Republicans Darby McLaren for Sheriff and Auditor Dale Sunderman are also unopposed. Voters in the Benton, Edna, Union, and Victoria townships here in Cass County will have a public measure to vote on. If approved, the measure would allow the Board of Supervisors to appoint township trustees and clerks as the terms of the incumbent township officers expire. In addition, 4 people, Chase Wheatley, Kurt Behrens, Clark Gerlach, and Norbert Ray Wilson, are running for 3 seats on the Soil and Water Conservation District Board in Cass County. In Adams County, Democrat Merlin Dixon and Republican Jerry Peckham are vying for a seat on the Board of Supervisors in District 2. While 3 people are in the running for the county auditor's job, including Democrat Kevin Wynn, Republican Becky Bissell, and Carrie Mullen, who was nominated by petition. In Adair County, 4 people are looking to fill 3 seats on the County Agricultural Extension Council, including Jessica Christensen, Karen Schulteis, Matt Mensing, and Tiffany Johnson. Ray Sorensen II is unopposed in his bid to fill a vacant seat on the Greenfield City Council. In Audubon County, four men are running for two open seats on the Board of Supervisors, and they include Republicans Dwayne Deist and Todd Nelson, and Democrats Jerry Carter and Kent Grable. In addition, Republican incumbent Sheriff Todd Johnson faces a challenge from Democrat Blake Asbury in Audubon County. Audubon County Auditor Lisa Fredrickson is unopposed, as is Debbie Campbell, who's running for treasurer to fill a vacancy term that will expire on December 31st of 2014. In Guthrie County, there are two contested races on the ballot, both for supervisor. In the north end of the county, District 1 incumbent Jerry Carraher, a Democrat, is challenged by Republican James Carroll. In the southeast corner of the county, in District 5, challenger David Geisinger, a Democrat, hopes to unseat incumbent Republican Mike Dixon in Guthrie County. Running unopposed in the other county races are two incumbents, Auditor Jerry Christman, a Republican, and Democratic Sheriff Marty Argenbright. Now, due to redistricting, Guthrie County residents are no longer represented by longtime Congressman Steve King, who's running against Christy Vilsack for the newly created District 4 congressional seat. Instead, voters in that county will choose between two incumbent congressmen for the newly created District 3 seat. That would be Republican Tom Latham or Democrat Leonard Boswell. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Norma Gosch, age 61 of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Gosch will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Vaughn Bowman, age 53 of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vaughn Bowman will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Fred Jr. Holtz, age 87, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Fred Holtz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Laverne Alexander, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House, and his daughter Pam Steffen, age 56, of Atlantic, died October 27th at her home. Shared funeral services for Laverne Alexander and Pam Steffen will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Terry L. Nissen, age 71 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Terry Nissen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Cutler O'Neill Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Lorraine Anderson, age 90 of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lorraine Anderson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Eldred William Schmitz, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Eldred Schmitz will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne Nielsen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Dwayne Nielsen will be held next Monday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Sophia Sherwin, age 102 of Atlantic, died Friday. Services for Sophia Sherwin are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.